The legislature is meeting in Juneau this week for a special session on the Alaska LNG project. That's the proposal to build a giant natural gas pipeline from the North Slope. The big question before lawmakers this session is whether the state should take a larger stake in the project by buying out one of its partners. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz is covering the session. Rachel, what did lawmakers talk about today? They've been meeting since Saturday. What did they talk about today?
Well, the focus today, and since they started meeting on Saturday, is really on one issue, which is whether or not to buy out the pipeline builder TransCanada and take a larger share of this project, essentially. And the governor has been really clear that that's what he wants to do. His administration has been making their case. That's what the hearings have been about. And Republican leadership has said that they're open to this idea, but so far they've been pretty skeptical during questioning.
Rachel, walk us through this. We've heard the name TransCanada a lot, but who is TransCanada and what's their role in the project right now?
So TransCanada is a pretty major Canadian pipeline company. Listeners might have heard their name in connection with the Keystone XL pipeline project. They're the builder on that. And right now, the Alaska LNG project is a five-way partnership. So there's the three major oil and gas companies on the North Slope. That's ExxonMobil, BP, and Conoco. And then there's TransCanada, which is sharing the state's share of the project. So that's TransCanada's current role.
Rachel, what are the pros and cons of this idea that's put forward now about buying out TransCanada?
Yeah, well, the governor and his administration really see it as a slam dunk. Right now, TransCanada is essentially acting as the state's bank. They're putting up the upfront costs, and then the state is on the hook to reimburse them for those costs down the line with 7% interest. And the administration thinks basically we could borrow that money more cheaply ourselves and just run the project ourselves. And if we do that, then we would also have a greater voice in the project. We would have more votes in the project management team. We'd have more control over the project, essentially. So that's the administration's case. Lawmakers have expressed concern that TransCanada brings a certain amount of expertise to the project, and they're not convinced that state agencies can replace that. And they think it might just make more sense to keep TransCanada in and not sort of switch up the project at this point.
There has been some tension between the administration and lawmakers in the lead up to this third special session. What's the tone? How's the tone been today?
So the tone has been a little bit testy at times. Here's Senate Finance Co-Chair Anna McKinnon speaking to Department of Natural Resources Deputy Commissioner Marty Rutherford. And McKinnon, like many folks in the Senate, have been frustrated that the administration hasn't explained who's in charge of the project, who's negotiating on behalf of the project. And so this is their exchange from earlier today.
Deputy Commissioner, if we took in an ease right now, how long would it take you to get us an organizational chart of this project?
Madam Chairman, I think we could probably get you an organizational chart by the end of the day. We have one. We had one requested by House Finance yesterday.
We had one requested by the Senate Resource Committee 6 months ago. Should we take that at ease now, or should we continue?
Madam Chairman, I would recommend we continue, but we will get you something by the end of the day.
Brief at ease.
All right, Rachel. My last question would be, how long will the session go?
Yeah, right now, nobody knows. Special session can last up to 30 days. Senate President Kevin Meyer said maybe 10 to 14, but he said, you know, don't hold him to it. So we'll see.
All right. Thanks so much for that update on the third special session.
Thanks, Lori. Good to be here.
That was APRN's energy reporter Rachel Waldholtz in Juneau at the third special session.